This is Matt Wells at UN News. When you're a girl growing up surrounded by war and violence in a country like Afghanistan, it's hard to study and finish your education due to social barriers and sexual discrimination, one young Afghan told UN News. But a new online learning app is helping break through some of those barriers, allowing girls to learn about topics that enable them to feel confident and to create business models that are more inclusive. That's the experience of Madina Walizada, based in the capital Kabul, who's been describing her path to becoming a young woman entrepreneur in her country, partly thanks to the Educate All initiative, which is looking to provide free educational training for people around the world. It's the result of an innovative partnership between the UN Institute for Training and Research, UNITAR, and the mobile learning system Ed App. Ms. Walizada spoke via Skype to Julia Dean from our UN office in Australia.
When you be a girl or woman and grow up in a country such as Afghanistan, which there is lots of war and violence, it's very hard for the women and girls to grow up and also to study, to finish their education because of the society's barriers, because of the discrimination and other things. I joined this program because I'm very interested to start my own business and to become a successful young woman and to become a successful entrepreneur in Afghanistan. I didn't have the knowledge of entrepreneurship, how we can start a business, how we can develop a business, and how start a startup in our society and make it so successful. I didn't have this knowledge and education. That's why it was so useful. I learned all the knowledge, and now I'm working on making a business plan for my own business, for starting a startup in technology in Afghanistan.
Notice that you've actually identified a gap regarding women and food because of the complex situation in Afghanistan. Could you tell me about what gap you identified, and by using the training from this app, how you can go forward and, you know, build your business and help the women of Afghanistan?
The main point is that there is not as much opportunities for women as it's for men in Afghanistan. When I studied the gender equality topic,
this was another unit you did as well.
Yeah,
you did gender equality on this app as well.
Yeah. Before I studied the gender equality, I didn't have the knowledge about what's exactly the means of gender equality. When I studied, I found that gender equality means is to have equal opportunities, to have equal, rights. It's about that women and men both have the equal opportunities and equal rights in the societies.
When you learned about gender equality from this app, did you know about this before you learned the subject through the app?
Before I studied the topic, I just heard about the gender equality issue via the social, via the Facebook, some pages. There was some women that they're always talking about the gender equality issue, and sometimes from TV, but I didn't study what's the exact meaning of gender equality. But after reading this lesson, I found that women and men, they have equal opportunities.
So how do you feel now? Are you excited about moving forward with your new business plan and becoming an entrepreneur? Doing this work, has it opened up a new way of doing things for you?
Yeah, actually, before I started the UNITAR program, I didn't know anything about the Canvas template, about the business model, about how we can identify the target audience, who are the target audience, how we can make our business on the profit. These are all the things that before starting of the UNITAR program, I didn't have the knowledge of these things. But now, when I have lots of ideas on my mind about the starting of a new business in my career, and after the studying of the UNITAR program, now I'm very happy and I'm very feel so confident to working on my business model and for working about the ideas that I have, because now I have the knowledge and I have the skills and I have the confidence.
Will you be sharing this with other women that you know?
Yes, actually, after studying the gender equality issues, after studying entrepreneurship skills and SDG projects, I was very excited when I met with my friends, with my colleagues, that they are women or they are girls, with my families, with my sisters. I always share these things with them. And also I share these topics and these issues with my family, with my husband, with my father, and with all the men that are my colleagues in office.
So with your program and going back to your entrepreneurship, is it going to help women and families in Kabul?
The business model that I worked during the after the finishing of the UNITAR programs as my final project, it was about the making an online delivery shopping system in Afghanistan, because now there is a good target audience, and also there is a huge market for online delivery platform in Afghanistan, because I have technical background. I can develop the web-based application and mobile-based application for online delivery system. Then we can hire some employees in order to deliver the food to the homes of all the peoples in Afghanistan. And this idea came to my mind when I talked with one of my friends, and he was disabled. He said to me that I'm disabled and there is no online platform. He said to me that I'm disabled and I can't go to the supermarkets and shopping malls in order to buy groceries. That's why I decided to develop an online platform system in Afghanistan and to deliver foods and groceries for all the houses in Kabul cities, and we'll expand it in the future. And about the involving of the women and girls in this business, I can provide them a good job opportunities in order to work on the developing of the web platform for online delivery system and mobile platform. And also I can hire some other girls in order to promote the social media page for our business. I have also considered to give equal opportunities for men and women in my business.
So yeah. with the learning, it wasn't just doing a course, was it? It was creating a different life for you and maybe for many other women in your city.
The main thing is that when we want to change the women's life, or when we want to change the other human's life, we have to start from our inside first. We have to start from changing ourselves first. I was one of those girls that always have this psychology that I'm a girl. I don't have equal right as men or as my brother have. But after studying of these things, now I started the changing from myself first. Now I really change after reading these things. I can feel a lot of confidence and self-esteem now that now I have equal opportunities and I can achieve everything in life that I can that I want to achieve. And after changing of myself and my mindset, I can share this knowledge with other women and girls, and now I can feel that their lives also getting better after sharing of this knowledge with them.